Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Gonna get to some audio here. Matter of fact, let's get to one piece of audio right now. Baldy on Nolan Smith. This was interesting the other day. We had Baldy on the show last week, and you can just tell he's got real doubts on Nolan Smith, who let's remember, you know, they could use his contribution. I mean, they could use him to do something good because, you know, I don't think any of us are really sold on who's in front of him. You know, Bryce Hoff and Josh Sweat. I mean, we know Sweat's okay. I don't want to dog Josh Sweat, but I wish he was better. And obviously it helps to have guys you can rotate in there. What's Nolan Smith going to be? Listen to Baldy on Nolan Smith.
Have you seen Nolan Smith play? I mean, he needs to play. Like, I haven't seen him make a play. I mean, have you?
No.
I mean, he's a first-round pick. I haven't seen him bust an egg out there. Like, he needs to play. Like, wow. I haven't seen any development from him.
Okay, that is what you call not an endorsement, okay?
Yeah, you think so? I was shocked that he went so hard at that. Because well, he's like, have you seen him make a play? Have you? Have you?
It was so markedly.
I remember
markedly,
one last year.
There was just a,
he drilled
such
a guy
dearth
one time
of snaps. Like, he was never out there. And then you'd go and look it up afterwards. I would look it up afterwards. Yeah. And it's like 9 snaps.
I know.
6 snaps. What gives here? He is a top draft pick. If he had the goods to be playing, you'd expect he'd be out there.
Oh, there's no question.
Because it certainly helps everyone else with that rotation on the D-line.
Well,
everyone,
yeah.
if he gets more snaps, everyone else is just that much fresher. When we won when we won it all, that's why. Because
it's a position.
Everyone was pulling their weight. He didn't. He hasn't,
and
that's what Baldy's saying. It's like, what makes you think he can?
It's a position that lends itself to backups playing a decent amount of the time, which means when he either doesn't play much or doesn't play effectively, it's all the more concerning. It's not like he's the backup right tackle. You know what that guy? You know when that guy plays when Lane Johnson gets hurt. Like, your job as a backup right tackle, not to play, unless you have to play. Backup DN, backup pass rusher on the outside linebacker. You come on, I need you 30.
Your job is to go earn more playing
time.
You're supposed to go out and flash when you get the opportunity
to
play.
Totally. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The old new Chevrolet Traverse, it's arrived. Armin's got them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit armandchevy.com. All right, before we get John's guess of how the audience has voted. Let's all vote ourselves here. Here's our question today. Of these four players, which is the biggest X factor for the Eagles this season? Is it Mekhi Becton, Jordan Davis, Bryce Huff, or Devin White? All obviously starters, but some question marks on all of them. All right, which would you pick, Rhea?
Jordan Davis.
And what's your?
Because I think that the offensive line is good enough to maybe mask Mekhi Becton's problems. But I think Jordan Davis, let me use the word, is huge for what they need to do defensively.
I think that's fair. It's reasonable. Seltzer, which one would you vote for?
Same idea, but Bryce Huff. I think the pass rush, it's my biggest question mark with this team. He's the big signing. He's the guy who's had the most sacks in a season out there. Like, go get it done.
So I'm very tempted to say Mekhi Becton, but I think you're right, Rhea. The reason I go Bryce Huff is that I think he is the most important of these four. And
Devin White's the leader of the defense.
But a linebacker's not as important as the head of the quarterback.
You know what? This season's going to start. Uh-huh. You're going to see how awesome Devin White is, and you're going to be.
But the question is, you're not the best player. The question's the X factor. Yeah. It's which the swing one way or another makes the biggest difference
is good or bad.
Your
X factor?
Yes. You're sold on Devin White. The question is, of the guys we're not sold on, who's the most important? Like, you're sold. Okay, for you, Devin White won't be in the question.
He's not an X factor for you. He's a huge factor.
Let me be clear, guys. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a talk show host on WIP. I have no clue what Bryce Huff is going to bring to the table.
That's why he's the right answer.
I have no idea.
That's why he's the right answer for me. I've never seen him make a play as an Eagle. And what I've seen is unblocked access to quarterbacks as a Jet. And I've heard the defensive coordinator tell us, and this was a month and a half ago, that he was not ready to do what they're asking him to do.
That was concerning. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah, started training camp, I think, right?
That sticks with you a little bit.
Yeah, all right. So poll results, John. Who wins the poll?
I think Bryce Huff.
Jordan Davis wins it by 1%.
Wow.
Jordan Davis, 36%. Bryce Huff, 35%.
Maybe Devin, Jordan Davis because he's so gigantic and it was a literal translation.
We also saw last year he could be really good or really not good. Yeah. I mean, we saw it.
Didn't he chase down Josh Allen play?
But that was the only play.
That's the only play.
Devin White, 22%. Becton, 7%. I want to get to some audio of Baldy here, then right back to the phones. Because, you know, Baldy also talked to us last week about Jordan Davis. I thought this, frankly, was a fascinating answer. You know, John talks a lot of times about, John, you referenced learned hopelessness and stuff like that. You want dudes to fight. You know, we talk about this with Joel Embiid. Fight through.
Yes.
Baldy framed the Jordan Davis conversation, I thought, in a really good way. Here's what Baldy said.
I would say this to Jordan Davis, because I talked to Dexter about this. You know, big men, 360 pounds, whatever, like, it's a mental thing to me. If they can stay on the field and impact the game, then the crutch is that I'm tired, I'm winded, I need to get off the field. But I believe you got to fight through that. And it's not just going out and running wind sprints and gassers and saying you're in shape. Like, I'm sure he can do all those things. I'm positive he can. But it is a mental thing for a big guy to say, I'm going to change this game in the fourth quarter. And we have not yet seen that from him.
I love what Baldy said there. Because we think of it in terms of physical, obviously. But that mental part he's talking about makes so much sense. You know, it's the will to push through.
Swagger. No, when you feel good, when you believe in yourself, it's as much as, like, even in warm-ups. Some weeks you have it. Some weeks you don't. I'm telling you. Like, sometimes it's you look up into the crowd and you see your aunt who's visiting from, you know, you haven't seen her for forever. And it just gives you an extra lift. And you feel it so much that you play better. It happens. Well, little things make a huge difference. These are human beings.
And I'd also say after the Joel thing, and I'm talking 7 years now in the postseason, where obviously he gets compromised by his body in a bad way, but I am certain, and I think we all are, that he also gets compromised by his will not being good enough at times. You know? All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot going on here.
Refusing to lose. Refusing to accept. You know, like there really is the ability to push through no matter what.
It's critical.
Does he have that? Does he have that desire?
Yeah, that's right. All right, Anthony right now. Anthony, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great, Anthony.
Hey, so I just moved to the heart of Cowboys country here in Austin, and John, I got an SAT word for you. I feel antagonistic as I can be.
Good. You are.
I got a mug every day for this whole work week. Different Eagles mug. I got a Wawa mug.
I love that.
Nice.
Hey, so I could not sit by, and I don't know what this concept of the why we're so, I guess, estranged by the CEO head coach concept. I don't know any other company outside of football where the CEO is involved in the day-to-day of sales and marketing. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think he sets the vision. He sets the left and right limits of the company, and they execute. If it goes outside of what the vision of the company is, then it's his job to get it back on track.
Anthony, think he sets the vision? You think Nick Sirianni sets the vision for the company? I argue it's not Nick Sirianni. I think it's the front office. I think it's Howie Roseman who sets the vision. I think Jeffrey Lurie is an incredible owner. He trusts Howie Roseman implicitly, and that he's the guy who's doing this stuff. That Nick Sirianni does not have sway. I worry that the players themselves will be affected by that.
Listen, Anthony, I agree with John, and I'll say this. Clearly, what you described can work. As has been pointed out by James and others many times, there are plenty of coaches in the NFL that have won Super Bowls and had high achievement without, you know, being the signal caller defensively or the play caller offensively. All right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Totally can occur. What makes this situation different, or let's call it unique, is how Sirianni was emasculated by losing the power that he had, and how that's got to be, you know, in a locker room, that's got to be tough, you know? And so what do the guys think of him? I mean, take your CEO thing. Because, yeah, the CEO isn't telling the director of sales maybe what to do or the sub-director of sales what to do. But I know this. If the CEO is a good CEO, everybody snaps too when that man or woman walks in the room because he owns it. You know, not owns the company per se, but he owns the moment. What do they think? I don't know. I don't know what they think of Sirianni.
Yeah. The best leaders need to get down. I mean,
boss.
He needs to do a good job. He needs to get down in the trenches. He needs to show face. At some point, he needs to be involved in both sides or all three sides, especially in defense.
By the way, not to mention, Anthony, I would just hope that Sirianni would be good enough offensively that when he is, quote, contributing, that he's contributing effectively. Like, take Belichick. Belichick, on game day, wasn't running the offense or defense. But I'll tell you this, when he weighed in through, you know, Charlie Weiss or Patricia or Romeo Crennel or Josh McDaniels or any of the coordinators he had through the years, we know Belichick knew what he was talking about. So his contributions were vast. You know, Sirianni, because I'm sure Kellen Moore could use a little bit of help sometimes, you know? I mean, that's no disrespect to Kellen Moore, but anybody can use some extra eyes to problem solve sometimes. And can Sirianni do that? I don't know. All right, Anthony, give me an answer here.
Can he do it well?
Can he do it well as others?
Yeah. And my worry is that he can't.
Anthony,
and
who
the players
or what?
Can see right through that if he's not doing a good job.
I do think they like him, though.
Yeah, I would too. Part of that is if you're practicing for 40 minutes and you're wearing a baseball cap, I would love the man in charge of dictating that.
All right, Anthony, give me a great answer. Who or what feels out of place?
Jason Kelce, not on the Eagles.
Well, it's different. I mean, we knew the day was going to come at some point, but, you know, I think there are better answers. But
retire.
At the end of the day, it happens to everybody. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I cannot believe we just took 3 out of 4 from the Braves. And to all you people who is doubting this team and for waiting for this Braves series, what do you have to say now?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I have to say to you, my man. You got to choose your words better. You began the call by saying you can't believe the Phillies won 3 of 4.
That's a good point.
And then you called out the doubters.
It's a really good point.
So become a wordsmith, my man. But I get your point. You're pumped up and you're wagging your finger at those that weren't. But choose your words better.
Where's all this concern coming from? Didn't you hear Jalen Hurts didn't throw any interceptions in practice against his own team? Meaningless times. 300 meaningless times he didn't throw an interception. Doesn't that fill you with confidence?
I think there's some sarcasm in there.
Full sarcasm, yeah.
But sure, I mean, the fact that he had a better training camp certainly fills me with some confidence, clearly.
Joe DiCamera is so embarrassed to wear a baseball jersey because it reminds him how he's in worse shape than a 98-year-old grandma from Philly's fantasy camp. Time's yours, Joey.
Listen, that ain't
Shout
nice,
out to
man.
Bonnie Strang.
Right.
That ain't nice. By the way, in 1 month.
I thought you're in shape now. Didn't you say you've been working at that?
It's not going good.
Why?
I enjoyed the end of the summer. I just wasn't ready to work out.
You weren't even working out.
You said
you were walking.
No, I'm still walking, but I got to start doing more. By the way, I've eaten Coke, I've drank Coke, and eaten chocolate. Now, I only did chocolate one time, and I gave myself, that was a special dinner down the shore with an incredible dessert, and I gave myself dispensation. But otherwise, I'm looking to avoid chocolate through the end of the Philly season.
I thought you were giving up sugar.
The end of Philly season, that's like a month. Is it 2 months?
Wait,
big deal.
So sugar
is
contained.
I said this about 3 weeks ago.
Hold on.
You weren't here.
Sugar is in. It's the only ingredient.
I didn't say
in
sugar.
Coke.
I didn't say
and
sugar.
Chocolate. I thought. Yeah.
Oh, you
the
said sweets.
Said sugar
you
was said supposed sweets. To be a goal.
People told me I said sweets. I thought I said chocolate. I don't know, man.
I thought you said sweets.
I might have, and I might not have
been.
And if I did, I might take it back.
Have some
you
discipline.
You should take it back.
I take it back. Let's do one more.
B-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go. That's how you do! Well
That's
done.
That's what you do!
All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to Doug right now. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, morning crew. How are you all doing?
Doing well, Doug.
Good. Good to hear. Joe, I have to agree with you as much as it pains me on Castellano. We've seen this hot streak where he's been great for a couple weeks at a time and then goes cold. And my fear is that he's going to do the same thing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I've got to give it to him. He's vastly improved as an outfielder.
No, listen, he is. And look, Doug, I'm thrilled with what he did the other day. I'm thrilled he's had a pretty good last month or so, whatever it's been. I just feel like nothing, like to me, there's nothing that has happened that tells me one way or the other what he'll do in October. We'll just find out.
Okay, and that's the same for everyone. And,
no, but
and
it's more for him.
You can make the case that Nick Castellanos has worked harder than anyone we've seen in a long
time. But take Wheeler. Don't you feel more confident that you know what you'll get from Wheeler in October?
Yes.
Okay, that's my point.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this guy really works his butt off, though, and I love that. And I love the fact that you're hearing now that some of the young guys are taking more batting practice prior to games because they see him do it.
Yeah.
It's
all right,
gonna make our team better.
Doug, we got to turn too quickly here. So for Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper tickets, like this Eagles game in Brazil, who or what feels out of place?
Okay, I'm an old guy, so I have to go with the George Gobel classic on the Tonight Show. When he asked Johnny, did you ever get the sense that the world was a tuxedo and you were a brown pair of shoes? So,
Doug, you got it.
Well, that is mismatched.
I see saying a brown pair of shoes with a tuxedo.
Fair
out
enough.
Of place.
That's
yeah.
rough. The greatest question ever asked on The Tonight Show by Johnny Carson was asked by Jane Fonda. And I'm going to leave it at that. Let's turn too quickly here. Trust me, I have to leave it at that if I want to keep my job. Let's turn too quickly. Scott in King of Prussia. Scott, give me an answer. Who or what fell out of place?
Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
That's an excellent answer.
Great answer.
That's an excellent, excellent answer, Scott. Let's get to TR in... Oh, the phone line's getting a little...
Wonky.
James, first off, pull that down. All right, we got to wrap there. All right, so let's come up with a winning answer. Dennis Miller is a great answer.
Sure is.
A position player pitching in baseball is a really good answer. It just looks and feels ridiculous. Ezekiel Elliott, that one time he tried to line up his center on the final play of their season, was hilarious. Cool, that was great.
Yeah, that was more hilarious.
And Mike Tyson hitting the canvas for the first time.
I think Dennis Miller might be
the winner
for me.
I mean, I think they're all great. James, which would you go with?
Yeah, I'm good with Dennis Miller. I think it's a great answer.
All right. It was a comedian being a Monday Night Football host.
So bizarre.
Host. Yeah. Those are all good answers. But, Scott, you got it there at the very end with Dennis Miller. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. Look, the countdown is on. Eagles play in 3 days. When we reconvene tomorrow, it's 2 days. We look forward to that. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.